We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Here at Get Your Popcorn Ready podcast, because this is your host Hatch with my boy.
Man, we've been rolling, man. This is T.O. in the building, man. Get your popcorn ready, man.
You know what?
We got Blue the Great. Yeah, but back to what we were talking about.
Not just Blue the Great.
But how did you get...
Not just Blue the Great.
Right, but he said he didn't want to be Blue the Great. But it's on your Instagram, so how did we get to Blue the Great?
For sure. Blue, Brian Blue, OG... My dad's out there. He's the OG Blue.
He's the real Blue.
OG, triple OG.
Yeah, I was in high school. I was running track. I was talking to this girl. We didn't do anything at all. I was pretty young. And she started calling me Blue the Great one time. And it just made a lot of sense.
And it stuck?
Hey, but all the other girls, all the other girls is probably like, why are you so great?
Right, but how did she just look at you and just...
She knew.
I mean,
Blue the Great.
I was like, you know, I was always drawing, and
okay,
I was pretty decent at track, football, sports athlete.
Yeah, you was an athlete, right?
But yeah, I don't know. What's, I feel like I was kind of decent in most things.
What's this you girl's name? She's like a clairvoyant of some sort.
You know, she's seen it before you seen it.
Yeah, she saw the potential.
Do you remember her name?
Yeah, I remember her name.
What's her name?
We don't need to know.
Blue's
like, we don't need to know.
He's like,
like, man, you asking too many questions, man. But this is a podcast, yeah, though.
You can say anything you want to say.
You can, say her name is Sheila. Yeah. That's her name.
Nobody name is Sheila.
Sheila.
Nobody name
Christy.
No, it's all good.
Tracy.
Nah.
Don't listen to this. Don't listen to that.
So Ada.
Again, right? You used to be an athlete,
name.
Right?
It's a basic name? Basic Mary.
Name. Yeah, it could be Mary.
Susan.
It's Mary.
That's 2022.
Katie.
Nobody's named those names anymore.
What? Is that a basic name?
That's not even basic. No more. Latasha's basic.
Brittany.
Brittany's basic.
Brittany's
a basic.
Brittany's basic. Yeah,
but Mary and Susan are not basic. That's like 1975.
Those are basic, simple names.
From 1975. Okay.
How old are you? Yeah, man, we got Blue the Great up in this piece, man.
Brian Blue is in the building, ladies and
looks
gentlemen.
Looks eclectic. Eclectic. You know what I mean?
I feel you though. You know what I'm saying? Did you design them? Right? You're an artist, of course, right? What type of artist do you put your label under? Like, you know, because he thinks he's an artist. He ain't no artist. Right?
We all are artists in our own right.
Everybody
am I not right?
Him.
Am I right?
Facts.
Yeah. Come on, see? You not.
He
you
don't
just
know
a
what
piece
he said facts to, but go ahead.
I think I try not to be under any category, really. Being black, I think, and sometimes. Let's just take a step back. Mm-hmm. I'm just an artist. I like just to be open. Okay. Being that I'm black and sometimes I do murals, I get street artists a lot.
Okay.
But really, it's just art. I paint. I paint with on canvas with paintbrushes most of the time. But right. Art is open, so
it can be anything you want. Right.
It's like you're a prototype.
Yeah.
And that's how, you know, with my clothing line, that's how I came up with Prototype. And then you have to be creative in that as well. So my clothing line is called Prototype 81.
Yep.
And of the definition of prototype is the basis on which something is made or formed. And then the creativity part of it is you can't spell, my initials are T.O., you can't spell prototype without T.O.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm talking about?
You can't spell it without a P neither.
I don't like you. I don't like you.
That was so
but
random.
This guy right here. It was so random that you stumped me for it. I was like, what? But again, to your point, like, you're an artist. You know what I mean? Like I said, you don't want to pigeonhole yourself. And we, like I said, as an athlete, we want to separate ourselves too. So what is it about you, like I said, under the umbrella of an artist, what makes you unique and different?
That's a great question. But I think it's just about approach. You know, it's like at the beginning of, I mean, I think a lot of people's art career, or even just their life, it's a lot of it's about imitation and like trying to be like, oh, I saw this dude, Basquiat paints like this, so I want to paint like that. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think it starts as imitation, and as you grow older, it's just more about pulling from yourself.
From within,
so,
yeah.
I think what makes me different is that, like, I really try to, I mean, you can't be inspired by yourself, but I try to paint as, like, ugly as possible, if that makes sense. Wow. As, like, yeah. as only I could paint.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, yep. So.
Like him, he's ugly.
He's ugly as possible. You're 100% correct.
You can't paint that. So, if he tried to paint you, it'll be an improvement.
You'd be Blue the greatest ever. That's what you would be if you painted me. So, again, sign the deal with Jordan,
yeah.
right? Let's go back again. I'm a Nike Jordan guy from day one, right? You are as well because your dad grew up watching MJ as well. Right, but how'd that whole thing come about, and kind of explain to us like the feeling you had of that this is Nike, this is Jordan, or you like, this is just another brand to you?
No, it was crazy. I got to work on two projects with Jordan before, just doing like art-based stuff, like customizing trophies for these high school kids. Mm-hmm. And then they opened the store on Broadway. They asked me to come in and do customs. I used to do custom shoes in high school. That's kind of how I got into like the whole sneaker game and stuff. Mm-hmm. But they reached out and they're like, hey, you might get a Jordan, you know, you might be getting a Jordan next year, you know. Okay. I'm like, you know, they don't tell you what number.
Right, yeah.
You don't know
yeah.
if you're getting a team Jordan,
a three,
something
four,
Jordan.
Five.
Yeah. You might get to do a Jordan, you know. So I'm like, man, that'd be really cool. And, that you know, I guess my name was in a hat for, like, leaders in the art community in L.A., and, like, they voted on me.
Wow.
And they picked me, and then right. I got to design a shoe, and it was – it was the most surreal experience I've had to date.
So was that pressure? Obviously, like I said, obviously, again, to work under the Jordan brand.
Oh, no pressure.
None?
Because it's what you do.
Because you do this. Right. You know, right. I was like, okay, well, about time y'all gave me a shot.
I've been right, on point right, for yeah. 5, yeah, 10
right,
years.
Right, right, yeah, right. yeah. So what goes into the idea of, okay, you're trying to make, you know, obviously, it's Jordan. So you're trying to make the, is it, you have the perfect shoe. It's like us as athletes.
Jordan's perfect
you're trying to
shoe.
Play the perfect game, but there is no perfect game. Yeah. It just so how do you perfect the project in which you're assigned to?
Yeah, for sure. Like it pretty much came down to the idea of I can make something that is incredibly signature to me. Like I paint like a lot of mummy things, but then it's like, okay, this is a global brand. I don't know if people will understand that. And then on the opposite side, it's like, okay, what's this mummy shoe about? And then on the opposite side was like, well, I paint with primary colors in green and, like, you know, that old school Oshkosh B'gosh, play school, like, mm-hmm. Google, like, these colorful colors, that palette. But how do you make it still, like, mature? Like, you know, so my options were, like, this wild, wild mummy shoe or this bright, like, shoe. And I'm like, the textures I was able to get out of the shoe and, like, I feel like it was the perfect shoe. I showed one of my homies, he's like, don't make that shoe. That shoe's ugly as hell. I said, I'm dropping that
shoe. And that's why you. Yes, that was a compliment to you.
I think I saw the bigger picture, and it was like, this shoe is done so well to be bright and something you could wear with all black or all white, or you could go crazy with it.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's a shout-out to my childhood.
Yeah, and I think, too, you said something key, is that you recognize that Jordan, you didn't get so giddy that you're assigned to do a project for Jordan, but you understood and recognized it's a global brand. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you have people that local, you know, and you got your regional, but then you recognize, okay, this is global, this is international. And then you create this shoe. And then, like I said, we all go to those people, like, when you need, like, you're kind of struggling, like, you know, to...
What do you think about this?
Right, right. Yeah. We need some advice or you need some help, you know, figuring it out. you know, we all go to those people, like, I'll call him, you know, not for no fashion stuff.
Yeah, he will. And I'll be like, that, it's trash.
He always like calls me. He'll call me like, yo, T, what you think about that?
Dude? You're right. Lying. Shut your butt up.
Like Blue, that. Don't laugh at that, dog. Don't laugh at that.
Yeah, but yeah, so, but you recognize that. And so your friend, like, do you do that all the time? Not all the time, but is that the guy that you call, you know, and be like, yo, you're struggling in some advice. Little area. I'm like, yeah, what do you think about this shoe? And then it's depending upon what he says as to whether you make some changes or not.
No, the answer's going to be the same. It's really, really like...
Like, you, thank you, but...
You like this one or you like this one, but I'm really going to pick this one anyway. Either way, but yeah. I just want to hear your opinion on the two and why. Kind
of. Right, because when you hilarious. All sometimes, you know, even like females, they'll ask you, you know...
Yeah, with red dress or blue dress.
Right, they'll be like, yo, which dress do you like? Well, I want to rock the red. You know what I mean? And then you're kind of scared to tell them which one it is because you're like, yo, and you're trying to be diplomatic. And you're like, yo, baby, both of them look good.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, that's not what I want to hear. No, what do you want to see me in? You know what I mean?
Now, before that process started, like do you, like, lock yourself in a room and, like, okay, zone out? Or are you just like, you know, it's another day at the drawing
room? I treat it the same.
Yeah, so they give you a timeline for?
Oh, yeah, it was hot.
Oh, so it was like they needed it yesterday.
It's just because I was, like, you know, I was, like, mostly managing myself at this time. And, like, I had a lawyer, like, someone reading my contracts and all that. But, you know, I was just, like, I was trying to negotiate a little more. And then, so I was just taking my time, and then by the time I signed the contract, it was like, hey, man.
You're on the clock.
We needed those hours counted towards the
Yeah.
So I was like, but it really was no pressure because I was already going. I was already designing things, and I already had so many ideas that it was like, we're going.
Right. Now, the NFL does that thing, calls for cleats.
Yeah.
And so are you designing any of the NFL players' cleats?
No, I try to get out of shoes now.
Like, really?
It was a good – I would do shoes – if I can design another shoe. Mm-hmm. Customizing, I left that behind in like college because like now I'm doing paintings, like, you know, it's just bigger, that's professional.
More lucrative paintings?
100%. Not even close.
That's why you transitioned.
No, painting is just it's really the base. The base is painting.
Other stuff is hobby.
What
stuff.
Is going on is just like, okay, I could flex and put it on. I could paint anything. I could paint a speaker.
Right.
So I want our audience to see this is what you did.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
I want everybody to see this.
Yeah, make sure we plug
there.
In.
And that's my camera right there. You see this?
Plug in on the Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, do you have a pair of these? Do you have like 20 pair of these?
Do you have
size 12?
What we're getting to, what we are getting to is like, I wear a 14. You know,
I wear 12.
Is there any way possible that we can get, these are called the Air Jordan 1 Mid, they're Fearless.
Yep.
Fearless. How'd you come up with the name?
Fearless Blue the Greats.
Yeah. Did you come up with the word Fearless too?
Fearless was the whole pack. It was like a collaboration of three artists.
And can you explain to us, the audience, what went into these colors? Because as you described, like you went to like some bright colors, you know, some texture. What went into this shoe?
So I usually paint with primary colors red, yellow, and blue. I make all my colors from red, yellow, blue. Green is just, it just makes sense. It's secondary, but it fits in. Mm. But I paint with those colors a lot. And I was also like, I mean, I used to love Super Mario World. And like, it's just like a nostalgic colorway.
Right, yeah.
And
I like that.
Thinking of just like, you know, your old school, like everything was kind of that color when you were a kid. So trying to make something that was just like nostalgic, but not too bright. That is like, man, those are lime green, whatever.
Right. Neon green, electric, yeah.
But the cool thing I got to do with that, like, I'm not Travis Scott or, like, a super, like, I'm not, like, famous. So the rules for me was, like, I couldn't, like, reconstruct the shoe. Like, I couldn't move anything. So what I decided
You couldn't
was, like,
switch the swish.
Yeah, right. I want to play with textures heavy and make my shoe feel premium.
Nice.
So.
Right.
Yeah,
do you have anything to say with the like what these cost like on the market or
they're not bad. They
no. Do you have any say so in that? Though?
Oh no,
that
they
Nike
you
deal.
That's all them.
Okay,
you just make the shoe and take the pictures
and get that check.
Yeah, no, it was sick. I got to paint a basketball court. It was
yeah, I saw like the basketball court. Yep,
a once in a lifetime experience that like they I could have got any shoe, you know.
Right.
Like, but I don't wear Adidas like that, and I'm really a Nike guy, so it's literally like the biggest thing that could have.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you have an NBA conversation after that? Was that the NBA? Did they call you after this shoe?
Man, everybody.
I know everybody.
I did,
but so I guess.
No, I got to do some stuff with the NBA after that. I mean, it was cool because stuff was already going really well. And then after Jordan comes out, a global thing. And it, you know, it sold out. It's a global shoe. I'm people in Africa hit me about the shoe. Like, really? It's
what's the highest you've seen that shoe sell for? Like $5,000, $10,000 maybe?
I don't really pay attention to the price. I pay more attention to the people who wear it.
Okay.
It was pretty cool. Will Smith was on TV talking about my shoe.
Okay.
It's like everybody.
So that's credibility for
it's
you.
It's just like, bruh.
Like, I've arrived.
That's my shoe.
I've arrived. Yeah. I mean, you're that guy.
I'm sitting here talking to T.O. You're my favorite player growing up, bro. You're my
stop. Oh, that's all right. You're just saying that.
My dad was
here,
a Niner
bro.
Fan. We were.
Okay, you're right.
I was forced into the Niner gang. And then low-key, like, T.O.'s my favorite football player. And then,
man, I appreciate that.
And then
that,
he got traded, and it was just Jeff Garcia over there. And I'm young. I'm like, bro, I'm out. I got traded, too.
No loyalty.
I was out.
Go on, I'm riding with T.O.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. That's
so
real, for real.
So back to what I was saying, it's like, it's more so about, like, you know, it doesn't matter how much they sell for. It's just, like, the people who warm and, like, awesome, like people who is just, like, it was an experience I couldn't even, like, put in words. Like, the people DMing me.
Who's a DM that you were like crazy?
Your gratification. That's
shot.
Your satisfaction.
He said
Will Smith.
No, but who DM'd you?
Oh,
like
DM
like he was like, oh wow, that's awesome.
Offset hit me right when they came out. Before they came out, just DM me, and I'm like,
this Offset?
I never met this
person. Right.
But I was like,
cool.
Oh, this is how shit's going. And then like when I would go out, everybody would introduce me. It's like, oh,
this is blue to gray.
Blue, he made the Jordan, the one that. We're gonna be wearing. Yeah.
That's respect, man. That's,
like,
that credibility, respect, man. That's that living legend type of stuff. It's like people giving you your flowers. You know what I mean? While you're here, so you know that's why we got you here. We love you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Obviously, doing what you do. You know what I mean? Because you know we losing black men left and right nowadays. So it's to have you on set, man. Like that's what we were asking. Like you were like when he was asking like why you don't want to be called Blue the Great, man.
Take it,
embrace it. You know what I mean? Because we losing people every day.
For
sure. Yeah. We have to give you your flowers, man. You here? You mean you doing your thing? Yeah. Man, you worked on a Jordan project, man. That's man. You got Offset in your DM. You got.
But it sounds like it's only going up. Everything is trending up. So like, what's the next big thing that you can speak on? Of course, you know that we're gonna see hit the market. Worldwide, obviously.
For sure. I just did a project with eBay. Went incredibly well. I got to make it's like a sneaker stand, but it's more so like a display table for your, like, grill items. It's a wild table.
Okay.
And that just came out, did incredibly well. I got to, like, auction money from my high school's art program, Cedar Hill High School. There's,
Texas?
Like, five. Yeah, Texas.
Oh, big school.
And then besides that, for me right now, it's about getting back to just painting and making paintings for myself and for my collectors. But
so your price is going up, you know what I mean, for people.
The price is up.
It's going to stay.
Is there any negotiation, any wiggle room in those prices?
it's always wiggle room. Because
I got a clothing line. I'm trying to proposition.
Yeah,
you know,
we might have to
create a little something for your boy. You know what I mean?
Because
I'm your favorite. I'm your favorite guy. You know what I mean?
So let me ask you this, right? Again, I don't know nothing about the space. I'm trying to learn, right? This NFT space
and
your artist, it's got to be doing this for you too, then.
Yeah.
Right? So how is that coming about? Like, what are you doing for NFTs and what's the next move in that space?
Right. And is it trending? I mean, like I said, you hear people talk about it, but then you read online, it's a bit different. There's, it's kind of like up and down. You know, still trending upwards or is NFTs trending downward? You know, and like I said, does that have any effect on what you do?
Right.
It's a little interesting because I'm like right in the middle now where it's like I dropped my first NFT at the end of last year and did incredible.
And that sold for?
It was like 11 ETH at the time, which is like 40 bands.
Oof,
and that was my first one, the only one I've sold. And now it's just like roller coastering.
Right, and
like,
that was
we
because
we have these different opinions about this. And then
one
company might not want to give artists royalties anymore. And it's like, for me, the biggest thing about NFTs being an artist was the royalties. And like it's like,
and that's how you make your money.
That's how you become a millionaire from
right, off the
being
royalties.
An artist is you make you go, I'm making a painting, I sell you a painting for don't know, $100, and then you go off and sell it for, you know, I become whatever. The guy.
Perpetuity.
Yeah, and then you go up, and I get nothing. Like,
you got to have something in the back end.
Right. Music gets royalty, so it just needs to be figured out with art.
It's like, yeah, these people trying to make money off the culture. You know what I mean?
Without giving the culture back the
literally,
money.
Literally, directly. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to buy that from you.
Right, then you go.
And sell it to whoever.
Right, yeah, that's not, yeah, but cash. Again.
Give me a tip or something, man.
Yeah, man. Well, and again, don't you have enough leverage to invent your own space in that world?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes. Like, I just think it's just like keeping track of it.
Right. Right.
So it's become like, okay, well.
Because that's what they say, right? The NFT, it's on a blockchain. Blockchain, you never lose the track. You know where it goes.
You know where
forever.
It's at. You know who owns it.
So, again, I don't know the space, but it seems like if I was an artist, I'd be doing this one a day.
Yeah, I think
NFT. You know, I mean, then eventually you have 500 NFTs out there, and then 500 go for $1 million a piece. In 2 years, it's like that's what NFTs mean to me if I was a great artist.
Yeah, I think the best thing about blockchain technology probably, I'm not going to say the best, but the way that I see it going, I mean, digital assets are interesting, but like to me it's more so about like if you buy a painting from me and it costs whatever, I think the asset would be me selling you the NFT. And the paint, like it's like
the tangible.
It's
both.
This is the receipt.
You got the,
this is
you the got
authentication.
The tangible and you got the digital.
Yeah, because it authenticates the
NFT itself.
The actual art.
Art itself,
like, okay,
right.
You have the piece
the
and you have what it went for, when it went.
And they don't do that right now.
They do. Some people do some it. But I think getting away from the digital.
It's like the exclusivity.
It's cool to own a digital, like I own NFTs.
Yeah, but if you own this
like,
piece, I know
I would
the
still
only
rather
one.
Own the painting and then have the NFT as a receipt.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know about like the best paintings in the world and the prices, the paintings that
I know work? Paintings. I'm painting styles, yeah.
You know
like
everything.
The back of
right?
your hand, huh?
Okay. So what's something that that's gone for $50 million, let's say?
I mean, there's like pieces that are going, they're breaking records like every day.
That's crazy to me. And not the NFT space. We're talking about
real paintings.
Real paintings.
$100 million.
And who are some of those artists?
I forgot who just broke the record. Like last year.
Can we get that? Can somebody get us that information, please?
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, people breaking records. So, and this is a cool thing about art. And I was told, I was fed a lot of, I'm not say bad, just you know people.
A lot of
sell,
BS,
people
dog.
People don't sell paintings for a living. So how you know what's going on?
How do you
on,
know? Right.
So,
right.
One thing I was told at the beginning was like try to sell your paintings like super high, and I'm like I'm not even established yet. So like,
how do you establish
what justifies my painting being worth you know
X amount
let's
of
say
dollars.
10 bands? You know, like me coming like right when you get a game, people are like yo sell it 10,000. Ask for 10,000. Oh, right. He's asking ask for 10,000. It's like why, why? So I feel like. To
I
me,
think
it's
I
like,
know why they say that, because they see other art.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they be like, yo, if this sold for this,
this shit self, but that's not yours.
Yours, no. They're like, yo, you can definitely sell it. Cause I'm like, bro, yo, yours shit $100,000. Look way better than this.
But I think it's about like, it's kind of tricky, right? Cause it's like you don't give for what you don't ask for, but also like. How you just gonna ask? You know, sometimes you don't. That's why you have to like step away. You know, just let someone else. But for
like,
me,
how
it's
do
about,
you justify stamping this price on that?
And again,
you need a money man to do that. To go like, I don't know what the paintings cost. He does.
Okay, what about the painting or the art that there was nothing there and sold for $35,000? It was literally, you know,
bro, it's like nothing. It's
it's
a wall.
It was
like,
air.
Like
and they said this is art. So
that's
what do you
art.
And again, I'm not in this space, but love from it. Somebody who's in this space, because you're like, laughing. That's how I felt. I'm like,
I hate it and I love it.
Right. That's
because
how I'm
for example, see all these handprints?
This is art.
This could be art.
For $100,000.
And somebody will put this up in their house.
Facts.
In their house and be like, and I'm looking
and
at
this,
like,
this could be $100,000 or $10.
Like, what is this?
Okay.
It could be at Walmart or it could be at Sotheby's. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's like it's like this. I say this so much. You got Soulja Boy, you got Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
Okay.
Two totally different artists.
Absolutely.
Two totally different things.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Make you feel two totally different ways. You don't always need everything to be Kendrick. Sometimes you need Soulja Boy. And then also it's just like, is it art or is it bullshit? And also, like, that's kind of the fucked up part because some people will make a career. Nah, I'm not talking about Soulja Boy. I think Soulja Boy is a genius.
Yeah, no, you're just using this as an example because we have to clarify
outside of
people
that.
Will interpret
I don't want
Soulja
Boy to come
course.
Out here blasting.
Of course.
Right.
outside of that, you have to think about, like, you know, is this person selling art or is this person selling bullshit? Like, the music industry. You can tell, like, I feel like you can kind of tell who really wants to make music and who's just out here
there
selling.
You
want to say they just want to sell a single.
Yeah.
They just want to get a single.
Concept art, the fact of art is just a concept. Like, whether it's nothing or it's something that took a long-ass time, it's still just, like, paint on a flat thing.
So absolutely.
If someone can convince you to buy a painting for 40 bands of nothing, then damn, they...
I ain't gonna tell them
maybe,
a lie.
Maybe they the goat.
I ain't gonna tell them a lie, because
that's called hustling, if you ask
me. I'm creative, too, dog. I'm creative in my own right.
I know,
and
the makeup you put
that's
on
good,
every
that's
day
good, that's good. I mean, this, but it's art. Regardless of however I look, dog, this is art. You know, this is art. America, get your popcorn. This is art. But again, I go into Hobby Lobby, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure you've been in Hobby Lobby. If you haven't, you should. They have these canvases, you know what I mean? Like you said, they're just blank.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, they have art sections in there with all the paint and all that stuff. And literally, I've thought about, I'm like, yo, and I've seen, just to your point, I've seen
you mean
some bullshit.
Like Color Me Mine, something like that?
Yeah, some bullshit. And you know, there are some artists that really put some really thought behind it.
And there's some
like,
that don't.
And I'm like, yo. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, how can I, like, maybe I should just go get me a canvas and just go throw some paint on something.
You know?
No, and I guarantee, and you put it
somebody
is going to like that.
You can explain it in a certain way. I feel like art is almost
bam,
more
right
so
there.
A concept.
So it's the story behind the art sometimes.
Right.
Or all the
time
is what you're saying.
Think about this. You got Jeff Koons. He's making balloon animals.
Mm-hmm.
And those are... Them shits go for, I don't know what they go for.
Bro,
thousands or millions?
Millions.
And the thing
what?
Is,
it's a balloon animal.
It's like a stainless steel big ass balloon dog.
They're like
that shit
animated.
Is,
yeah, they look animated.
Warhol, I mean, even some of like Warhol shit, like,
yeah.
Like you, I mean,
because this is how I see art, right? I see a blank canvas. I'm sorry, this is how I see the artist. I see a blank canvas, and he looks at it every day. For like a year. He looks at it in the morning, leaves, right? Goes about his day. Looks at it in the morning, leaves, goes about his day, right? And then one day he has some red paint and he does this and he picks it up and he throws it on the canvas and that's it.
But that's
and
what
that's
I was, I just
but
explained
how
that
is
with
that,
my Hobby Lobby story. Did I not?
Why isn't it art?
How is it art?
Why isn't it art?
Well, why can I do that then?
You can do that.
No. But no. That's what my lady, I'm glad you did that.
Right? That's what I don't understand.
I'm glad you said that. Okay, so versus a well-known artist versus him
doing
as a nobody doing it, why wouldn't he get the same credibility
as
that
a
well-known
artist
and his shit looks just the same?
Oh, because you didn't start it. You just copying a well-known artist.
He's not
reinventing.
He's not reinventing the wheel.
I just did this.
I know, but now it's been done.
But he's famous for that. I didn't do it because a dude in London did it. I did it because that was my idea.
I don't know, but it exists. If someone like, I don't know, I feel like all this is equatable to music.
But again, it goes into music, fashion, yeah, all of those things.
And even in like fashion, like we can like be real, like how many people are actually buying for the quality? Are you buying for the name? Like, you know?
And I'm glad
you got the name, then you can sell socks.
Okay. Now we really
Louis Vuitton socks.
So I'm about to go.
Regular socks.
So I'm about to
made it click. Okay.
So now, being that you just said that, we're about to take it. We're finna detour. We're finna go to a deeper question now.
And I'm driving.
No, you're in the back seat. With your in the booster seat too, while you're at it. Kanye.
Genius.
No longer. No longer with Adidas. Yeah.
Cuckoo, but genius.
Right. He's smart and crazy at the same time.
Absolutely.
That's an artist. But now, what do you think about Adidas? Now they're taking his name off, but they're still selling the silhouette. They're still selling the shoe without the name. Yeah, is it still the same?
That's janky.
That's janky. But they're Adidas. But they're a big business. That's
I don't think it's the same.
But right. So is it the same? And do you think that, like I said, is it going to sustain? And is it fair for them to really, you're basically selling the mold without someone's name? It's just like you were just talking about earlier about the royalties. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
they're basically selling the shoe, getting royalties based off what they've already established.
And if you don't like him because of his remarks, then how are you still going to produce the shoe?
He
designed whatever.
Especially if you're still making their money.
Especially when you're terminating for that exact thing.
That's cuckoo. Janky, bro.
But that's big business. But they're gonna do that all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure the contract was set up too. Like, hey, bro, if you do something stupid, we gonna do this.
Yeah.
We still drop
back. But I think he already knew that because I heard he was trying to get out of the contract anyway, and it was kind of hard. It was kind of so he almost gave himself an out just by going out just saying some crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
now, do you want to get into clothes as well as a?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's one place where like my dad be yelling at me. Yeah, they're laughing right now. But, like,
so you haven't gotten into that
space
yet? I started
with clothes when I was in college. I was playing college football and NSU. And I transferred, and I was like, okay, I'm probably done with football. I'm just more this art. I mean, if I'm not going to the league, then it's like, okay, this shit kind of wasting my ride, bro.
Outside of a shoe collab, a shoe would be obviously fashion a little bit too, but we're talking about clothing apparel-wise. Is there anybody that you would like to collab with? anybody you would like to collab
with? Not called Prototype.
I'm just asking a question. What do you mean? I'm just asking if there's anybody you would like to collab with. That's all.
I think the clothing stuff is cool. I think the problem with me right now, not a problem, but the situation I'm in right now is that
you're just overwhelmed. You're too busy.
No. I need to just like I made out of clothing line coming out of college, and it boom, it was doing really well. Survived out that for a long time before I committed to painting. And I do too many collabs that, like, I make people millions of dollars sometimes, and I'm like, damn, bro. Like,
that could be you.
I do have the machine. You know, I could just run the machine, just crank the machine back up. Yeah, so it's really that.
We can work out a deal or something. You know what I mean? I'm not. We can work something out. You know what I mean?
For sure.
You know what I mean? I just want to use that to expose, get the brand out there, this and that and the other. Hey. You know, Blue and T.O. collab. You know what I mean? I like that.
Call it B.O. Because as an artist, I'm saying you're going to put designs on shirts, like that shirt, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not thinking that you're looking at this color and putting a design on it. You're not going to change the style of a hoodie. You're just going to put something
the mock-up or the skew of
I like both, but it's cool because in this process of like being an artist and like, oh, I'm a real artist, I learned how to do all this stuff, I can do all this stuff now. Like, the older I get and the more I'm around successful people, it's like you don't need to know how to do everything. You just need to have the vision to be able to guide people to do what you need them to do. So,
facts.
I love T-shirts. So, of course, we're making T-shirts. Like, that's the number one thing I feel like. And people also, Like, you don't think twice about buying a t-shirt.
Right. Like some get your popcorn ready t-shirts.
I like it. I'm copping. Bam. I'm not thinking about
$49.99.
Give me it. Yeah, you know, and I'll buy another one next week, and I'll buy another one if they got some more stuff. It's not like you never, like, stop. You never not buying clothes. True. So, definitely doing tees just because I'm a streetwear kid, but, like, eventually, like.
Is that one of your designs right
now?
No,
this is just.
Okay.
Turtle, vintage.
Okay. I just got turtles on my shirt.
But eventually, I would want to make like pants and shorts. Like I've gotten to make like shorts and stuff with the hundreds. I did a collab with Coach last year, Coach Michael B. Jordan. Nice. So I've gotten to play in the clothes space, and it always does really well. I did a Kobe tee that did amazing.
All the Kobe tee, right?
I did some stuff with Chips Ahoy. I've worked with all the brands.
Right.
So now it's just about like
let me hone in so you can have the leverage.
And it's just another source of income being a painter, being that painting is my main source of income. Mm-hmm. That like shirts is big business. Like clothing is big business.
Huge.
And it's not hard to set up.
Right. Well, because you know the space.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I mean, Squarespace, you run it all. You could do everything at the crib, have somebody else ship it.
Right. Yeah. Have you ever thought about redesigning NBA or NFL jerseys or stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. Low key. I'm kind of hot about this one. I had a shot. I don't know if I'm out the running, but I had a shot to do one team in a city that I'm familiar with.
Okay. Jerseys, San Francisco.
Yeah.
No, really?
It was
Dallas.
No,
man, I was going to say with Dallas.
It was
the
boys.
But with NBA, but I don't know if it's even going to happen, but that's a dream to do any jerseys because I have jerseys. Like, I still wear a lot of jerseys, throwbacks. I got a Dion Niners. I just bought a Dirk jersey, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But jerseys, definitely that would be a dream. I got to do some stuff at the NBA last year.
Right.
I got to flip the Lakers, the Nets, and the Bulls logos. Did super well.
Right.
So, I love sports.
And when stuff like that happens, like, the next day people call and give you different opportunities or different ideas. Like,
yes.
That's how the world works.
You have to be like, no, I don't want
to
do that.
Because you have to say no to keep your brand hot.
Yeah, and then some stuff, it's kind of crazy. Like, you know, like, to see that, like, okay, like, I don't want to sound like Kanye here.
right.
Like, you got to bring me in, bro. Like, nah.
Because the deal's not good enough.
What y'all doing?
It's not working.
Yeah, it's like, and then some of the people have to be like, nah, bro, like.
What's the biggest brand you've said no to?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Or have you said?
Adidas.
Actually, I worked with Adidas. I worked with Adidas right before I worked with Nike. Right. And then,
you said no.
And then now I was like, I don't know. I'm open. I'm a free agent right now, actually.
Right.
But, like, I wear Nike, so it's like I probably won't.
So, being that you just mentioned two brands, Adidas and Nike, and both of those have dropped some artists and some athletes, Kanye and Kyrie.
Yeah.
Does that factor into whether you work with them or design with them? You know, does your political stance or views or things that are going on in today's world?
Adidas more so. Kind of rubbed me the wrong way more than Nike. Because Nike does that. Like, they dropped Pacquiao, bro. Like, he said some wild shit, but they got him about it. Like, that's Nike, bro. Like, and also, it's kind of like taking a step back. Like, as an artist, I'm supposed to be sending out a lot of views. Like, it's like nothing safe about, like, I can talk about whatever I want to talk about.
Right.
So can Kanye and Kyrie, but, like, if you have to worry about, like, a boss now, it's like, I don't work for anybody, you know, like we can do something, but it's like, I don't think that should even factor in. And I just feel like if you're worrying about like brands being
that don't have the bandwidth to do what you're doing, that may affect them differently. So they have to monitor or censor in a sense what they say or what they
to
do.
Get that bag.
So what, again, obviously not to keep circling around, but you know, how do you think, what is your personal opinion about what Kyrie said, obviously apologized, and then the fact that, okay, Nike has now terminated his his Nike deal went based on their interpretation. I think, honestly, I think they feel forced by public opinion to pull or terminate his contract based on what Adidas did with Kanye.
Yeah.
Because I guess there were similar things being, you know, said or what have you. And like I said, I know, and I know Kyrie, not personally, but I've been around him. I know him, and I can, you can genuinely feel and hear somebody and know their heart to know that he's not anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like you make a mistake, and then
right,
he didn't even say anything. I mean, I'm saying he didn't say anything.
It's not his, yeah.
Bro, it's like,
it was everybody else's interpretation of what he didn't say. You can't make
Kanye,
me.
Man. It's the wrong time. It was the wrong time, really, because Kanye just blew the world up, and then
Kyrie followed.
Kyrie just hopped on, and it was like, I feel like it's fucked up.
Yeah.
And I feel like Nike shouldn't have dropped him, but I just feel like he just picked a moment in time where it's like, bro.
It is a different
now,
time.
Like today, like different you could have just held off on this. For,
But again, that's
an artist.
Right, yeah. It's like, man, I hate that, you know what I mean? Especially we as athletes, then, again, the fact that, again, I want to talk on this because he apologized. You can't tell a person when to apologize or how to apologize. Let this guy research and do what he needs to and find out the information to know what he's apologizing for. You cannot force nobody to apologize. Then they got stipulations as to these 6 things as to how he can get back on the team.
Yeah. You got some quests.
That's like they talk, like, yeah, it's the book breaking, you know, aspect of like, okay, we're going to teach you how to do X, Y, Z, and everybody's watching. You see if this is what's going to happen to you if this happens.
Yeah.
So, again, obviously knowing that aspect of it, does it prevent you from doing certain things? Even though you may be your own your own boss, but, again, like I said, just the optics of it, okay, if you're doing the same thing, will that affect your sales or what you're trying to do based on how the world is treating people based on their freedom of really speech in a sense? Because that's your free your art is your freedom of speech. It's an extension of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not gonna like. I don't. Damn, I try not to be like. I'm leaning more towards Kanye than
be politically correct.
Yeah, because it's like once you change your whole thing just for the brands, unless you have to do that, and you have to do that, cool. That's I'm not saying go be a rebel and saying go spaz out. But I'm saying like. If you're an artist, then your only job is to make art based on how you feel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And once you start adding brands into it, and like, then it's okay.
It's not coming from within.
It's gonna get a little sticky on what
because now you gotta go tailor to what
they want.
Right.
You don't know what they want.
But it's crazy though, because I feel like this is kind of the same thing where it's like when shit was so safe, where it's like, what's his name? Bob Saget.
Uh-huh. Bob Saget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like I used to think he didn't cuss. I used to think he was just like a nice, wholesome guy from TV.
He looks like that.
And I feel like that's
like
how
an insurance man come to your door.
That's how I work with brands kind of is a little bit. Like for some people, I feel like you have to put on this like clean, like I'm just like, I don't do anything except nothing, you know?
Right.
So I feel like if you're an artist, you just gotta make art and say your views. If you got something you got a problem with, say that shit. Like that's what art is, and that's what good art is to me.
Right,
like,
right.
We talk about bullshit art and painting nothings and concepts.
To me, authenticity of it.
Good art to me, like, and I'm not right, but to me, good art is like the way I paint is like show me something that you dream that only you would see in a dream. Or like portraits are cool. Like you paint somebody, that's cool. Like to me.
Right.
I'm not saying portraits aren't, like, great. That shit's tight. It's a good skill to have. But I think, like, to me, real art is, like, show me something that, like, I couldn't see anywhere else.
Only you can see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great, yeah.
That's
I like that.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
That's awesome.
The way analogy. You shared it. Yeah, the way,
yeah.
Show me something that you see in your dream.
Because like only, because like I said, only you can see one person out of 8 billion see
and then
that.
And the thing about it is other people see it. Like I said, you just got a story. You got to tell that story. If they can see... You know what you see.
Bring it to life,
right? And bring it to life, yes.
And that's how you sell that painting, right there. Literally, you could be like, "This is the stuff I see when I go to sleep," and then it could just be weird little creatures or whatever you see. Like, you know, like I feel like it's just I don't know. I feel like that story. I mean, story is everything. Like,
story is
everything. Right. Right.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. Let everybody know where they can find you on IG and your social media thing.
Before we get to that, I've already jotted down some notes with our Blue and T.O. collaboration.
Oh, let's go. What's the notes?
No, I want to.
What's the note?
It's just the thing that he said that sells is T-shirts. And the thing is, clothing, people are always buying clothing.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And again, with T-shirts, like,
you can't walk around naked.
But then I think, is it the art? And then you have to sell stuff on quality as well. You can't sacrifice, you know, quality just selling bullshit because everybody's going to realize that at some point. So, yeah, so I'm just jotting down some things for, like, design hoodies, like get your popcorn ready.
Design
I'm
hoodies.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm going to talk to him about, you know, some collaborations, you know what I mean? It's all about networking, establishing relationships right here on Get Your Popcorn Ready. Man, where can they find you?
I'm Blue the Great on everything, bluethegreat.com, at Blue the Great, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah, that's it.
Just Blue the Great, everybody.
Hey, well, leave us with this. What's one company, brand, artist, celebrity you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
And you don't have to say me. I'm just here.
Please don't say me. I'll throw up if you say that.
Yeah. Now that you know that I am into fashion and I have a clothing brand and stuff like that. I'll just take myself out of the picture.
Okay.
There's that one, that the pinnacle of your career. What's that one?
Man, okay, I'm going to say in music, I'm going to give you two answers. In music, it's going to be either Future.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay. Just because of how, like, I never got to go over there and make some shit for Future. And art, like, bro.
Future, holla at us.
Or Jay-Z, you know? Uh-huh. Got to work with Kendrick. That was real. I mean, I worked with Kendrick a lot. That was really tight. But never got to meet Jay-Z. And Future, or like Frank Ocean, that would be tight. And brands, I would say, I've worked with every brand or clothing line. I don't know. I don't know.
The brand that doesn't move
it's
you.
Cool.
It's the people.
Maybe like Visvim or like some high fashion like shit that where I can make some like pieces instead of like tees.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't really have an answer for clothing. I kind of want to just make my own stuff.
That's what's up, man.
That's you want to be your own boss, man. Yeah. Again, if you can't find something in the world, you go create it. Right. Yeah. That's the best way to live.
Yeah.
There it is.
Blue and T.O. collaboration.
Yes, sir.
To you. I'm putting it out there into the universe. You know what I mean? You got to manifest these things. You know what I mean? Because that's how I say you got to manifest these things, putting it out there. You know what I mean? Not just because he's right here, because he's an
it
artist.
He's right here.
No, he's an artist.
Right,
he understands
right
what he understands where he I'm coming from. You know what I mean? You got to put it out there, dog.
How about we?
But I appreciate.
You know what you should do for him, Blue? You guys should make the first hoodie that's backwards so it covers his face.
That's
how about
fine.
Do that?
Hey,
how about create
let
that,
me
Blue?
Tell you something, Blue. I'm down
how
with that.
That? How about
if
Blue do that?
If it sells millions, I'm all for it. But you know what?
Eyes.
And put some
eyes on the hood.
Exactly.
I like that.
Hey, but the thing is, I'll never look at you the same now, dog. In a positive way. Because he said art is ugly. And now, I get it.
I never said.
You see what
get
I'm saying?
Get your popcorn ready.
I'll
let
y'all next week.
Blue the Great. Yes, sir.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.